Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
And I am welcoming you to my wonderful radio show, Kindred Spirits. And I am so proud and excited to have this show because it gives all of the teachers and the wonderful writers, authors, poets, thinkers of our time a chance to come together on the air and to be, to feel free to talk about the things that are important in our lives, the things that we have learned so that we can pass them on to you. And it is a remarkable project, I think, to allow us to actually talk together and realize that we are, in fact, all in a world of extraordinary change. I think many people feel like the rug has been pulled out from under you. And we are, as a result of that, finding ourselves in a quickening where we are moving quickly, more quickly than we ever have, and our consciousness is open in a way that I don't believe we've ever had access to before. So before I go on, I would like to introduce you to my wonderful client, my wonderful friend. Today is Dr. Mark Mincola, and he is a doctor of Whole Health and Diet, which is the name of his new book, A Transformational Approach to Weight Loss, which, of course, seems to be on everybody's mind, no matter how much weight you have. And the thing that I love about Dr. Mincola is that he is a visionary. He sees that when you are eating, you eat to live. You do not live to eat. And that your world becomes energy-based and not just material. And he is a visionary of natural health care and a practitioner who has transformed the lives of thousands of people over the past 30 years. Dr. Mincola has integrated ancient Chinese energy techniques with cutting-edge nutritional science in what has become his whole health healing system, which includes the innovative electromagnetic muscle testing system, or EMT. His newest title, again, the Whole Health Diet, A Transformational Approach to Weight Loss. I would like to welcome you, Mark, and thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, Lynn, thank you so much for having me. It's a great honor to be back.
Yes, it's just wonderful. Dr. Mincola was on with us not all that long ago, and that particular show is archived on our website. I guess I'll just jump right in and ask you something that I've been thinking about. What inspired you to write The Whole Health Diet? Can you talk
actually,
about that for a few minutes?
The current approaches to mainstream medicine and mainstream weight loss are pretty much based on old principles that life is purely material, and they focus on cellular changes. If you think back to 1921, Albert Einstein won the Nobel Prize for his assertion that matter and energy are one and the same. Not too many years later, 1925, Dr. Werner Heisenberg won Nobel Prize as well for his position that matter is comprised of energy, and that therefore everything really is in fact energy. So the Whole Health Diet book and the Whole Health book that preceded it are based on the fact that energy is the baseline of all life. So all living things, especially people and food, generate an energy field. An electromagnetic muscle testing that we write about in the book is based on the idea that energy impacts the individual's needs.
Yeah.
So we basically teach people how to test themselves through muscle testing by simply thinking about a food and checking their resistance. If you think about a food that is actually weakening your metabolic response energetically, your arm will drop, your body will get weak. It's a simple muscle test, manual muscle test.
Yeah, muscle testing is very, very powerful. And in the work of a shaman, which I am, I've written 20 books on in the Medicine Woman series, but I have worked with women and men of power all around the world. And one of the most interesting things is in shamanism that has been known for millennia is that we, of course, are all made out of energy. And that what you think, even to take it a step further, is what you are. And if you are eating certain things by choice, you are bringing those foods into your body that becomes part of your cellular structure and part of the energy movement throughout your body. Do you agree on that?
Indeed. I think the key really here is what you point out is absolutely accurate. Thoughts are things. We tend to think otherwise because we can't capture them materially, but thoughts are clearly things. And every time you think a thought about a given food, you are theoretically affecting your energy field, but nobody's capturing it.
Yes.
We've given people muscle testing systems to be able to kind of test out and determine which foods will strengthen their metabolism, which foods will weaken it.
Yes. You know, it's interesting, Doctor. We use muscle testing for years, maybe not exactly the way you do it, but we also use dowsing. For
sure.
We would go out into a cornfield, and we would test for whether the corn was good for us and when it was good for one person and not for another. And then, of course, you get into this whole subject of genetic
modification.
Pardon me?
Genetic modification, GMO.
Yeah. And oh my gosh, have you found that with muscle testing? That has shifted anything for you? How do you work around that?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, your point is a really good point that foods are forever changing. They're evolving and or de-evolving based on whether you're talking about organic food or very poorly propagated foods. Some foods, of course, as you point out, are genetically modified, et cetera. A lot of toxins, a lot of additives, et cetera, et cetera. When you test those foods energetically, they have a very weak energy field. And those foods that are organic and that are clean produce a very dramatically ebulated energy field. They test positive repeatedly over and over and over. There have been some remarkable studies that have actually shown Curlian photographs, energy photographs of foods that are genetically modified and foods that are highly processed versus organic. And the magnetic field for the organic foods are like twice or three times the density, tremendously imbued energy versus the highly processed foods. I think it's really important to have a system in place that people can engage in that will actually show them where the best foods are.
Yeah, I mean, I had a doctor friend of mine talking with me the other day. Actually, he's the husband of a friend, and he was saying that just eating wheat today will kill you eventually because of how the modification has progressed. I don't know.
And it's been glutenized as well. The process of glutenization has been shown to be increased by 90% over the past 75 years.
Yeah, it's incredible. And it makes me so sad because it doesn't, I mean, I understand you've got a field of wheat and you don't want bugs and things to eat it. How in God's name do you raise that much food for all of the people in this world, where I might say that the population is certainly over-exploded.
No question about it.
Go ahead.
No, I think you're absolutely right. We have a dilemma on our hands because we have a world that's overpopulating that needs some systems that enable us to produce and manufacture high concentrations of food for world distribution. Yet at the same time, we have so many people who are dying from the quality of the food. I always say that the sad truth nowadays is that food's making people sick and the medicine's killing them. That's a pretty tough situation.
Yeah. Yeah, it's quite an extraordinary thing. I was in Tibet, 10, 12 years ago, working with monks that had lived in the Himalayas for, say, 20, 30 years. And they had gotten to the point where they lived off what they call the nectar of the gods, which was the, it's unexplainable. And part of the world that's unknowable, I guess you might say, in shamanic terms anyway. But they don't eat. They live off the nectar of the gods, and somehow that nourishes them better than the food that they would have eaten. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
I just heard an interesting story. I had a patient in yesterday who's a woman in her early 40s who was diagnosed not too many years ago with a late-stage cancer. And she said that she decided to sell everything and to change her life radically. She went to an orphanage to serve and to work as a volunteer at an orphanage in Kenya.
Uh-huh.
And she said all they ate was organic beans and vegetables, nothing else. She worked there for 2 years. Her cancer basically completely abated. She completely cleared up all of her symptoms and side effects that she was suffering from. Her health improved 100% simply by going to Kenya and eating beans and vegetables.
But you know what it does, as you well know, it changes your frequency. It changes.
No question about it.
The energy, if we're made of energy, there's a frequency to that energy. And it could be all over the place if you were trying to measure that electromagnetic field and the energy that comes from the spinning atoms and all of that.
How about the collective frequency of the culture that we presently live in here in the United States? The tension is incredible. I've never seen it. After 33 years of counseling over 60,000 appointments, 60,000 patients over the past 33 years, I've seen this incredible de-evolutionary process where the frequency of the world we're living in is just beyond our ability to comprehend or survive within that energy field. The stress is incredible.
Well, the stress is incredible, and my wonderful native teachers from all over the world, there's 44 of us, they just can't believe, they laugh at me because of the stress. I'm just trying to place yourself in front of people so that they can possibly learn from you if they wish. And writing 20 books and on and on. Yes, we're under a lot of stress. And people do so much. And I think understanding that there's an electromagnetic field that you create and that, you know, I often say, I don't know how you feel about this, but I look at the world in the Middle East right now, the world that most people don't want to look at, they don't want to know about the news. But in fact, there's a great evil, I think, I never use that word, but if I've ever seen the face of evil, it's in the Middle East right now. And that is a horrible, horrible thing. But if there is a war over there, there has got to be a war inside of you as well. Because
absolutely.
I think we're all responsible for the reality that we live in. Do you feel that way?
Well, there's an energetic symbiosis. Everything is interconnected. I think I always tell my patients the concept of separation is but an illusion. There is no separation at the energy level. You know, materially you can make an argument that there are boundaries and separation is a reality. But in the energetic level there is no separation. Everything is intertwined, interwoven, intermingled. I think everything is representative as more of a one unified concept, unified field. So you're absolutely right. You know, if there's a war, you know, 6,000 miles away, there's a war within us, each one of us, every one of us.
And so we are responsible, and what you think becomes real, and how you think. So you need to learn why you are thinking the way you do, And that's a lot of the shamanic work that I do is, what's the source of your, say, your negativity or your pain or your disease, for that matter. We give a degree in from the University of Natural Medicine in Santa Fe, New Mexico. People who go through my school can then move on and get a degree, doctorate or a master's in natural medicine. And I'd love to talk to you about that sometime because that's your field.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and shamanism really is the teaching of how to live naturally in the world, understanding the energy flow.
Appreciating how to function within the context of balanced frequencies, as you're pointing out a few moments ago. I think that's really the key of my book. I think that the idea is that everybody produces a magnetic field that produces certain frequencies. All your foods produce different frequencies. The environment you live in, the family that you live in, the home that you live in, the people that you spend time with, the thoughts that you think, it's all producing a frequency that is either within the context of harmony or disharmony. Obviously, there's only two possibilities. We're either producing a state of ease or a state of dis-ease with our frequencies.
Exactly. Yeah, it's funny. I've been using those words for years. It's so wonderful for me to see you as a doctor coming out with this. Part of my family is part of the Nobel family, and I have traced, you know, the awards that have been given over the years. And, anyway, that's another conversation. But I am, the energetic symbiosis of the world is so important, I think, to understand. It's not, you know, their fault over there. It's because of you. You did this. We all did this in a way.
And part of what we do with our work is we have what are called frequency generators.
Mm-hmm.
And we can actually set the frequency that we're trying to produce. And we've been studying for years the different frequencies that viruses produce, that bacteria produce, that mold produces, that stress produces, different pulmonary diseases produce. The objective
is to... What about the energy or the frequency from cancer as opposed to a normal cell?
Well, that's the whole thing, is that they say the frequency actually pulses to a really high frequency. We're doing a lot of low-frequency pulsing now. We're doing a lot of treatments with frequencies in the tens, like 16, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. No, much higher than like 55, between like 15 and 55.
Uh-huh.
And what it does really more than anything is it slows the central nervous system down dramatically. We've had people in with tremors, people in with all kinds of MS and all kinds of neurodegenerative conditions. Give them a frequency treatment. A 10-minute exposure to a frequency of about 55 hertz. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
It just slows everything way down. And cancer is actually a very mutated chemistry that responds, that actually produces, I should say, a very high frequency. But it's in a certain bandwidth that actually is very inflammatory. Cancer is an inflammatory disease. So you take those inflammatory high frequencies and slow them down, and cancer actually is being reversed in many cases. And again, you know, the work that Rife has done, that Hulda Clark has done over the years, you know them. They've done some remarkable work at recording frequencies that are antidotes and that are therapeutic for virtually every disease known to man. We're actually rewriting a lot of those frequencies now. It's pretty exciting.
Now, who is that did this? I missed who you said.
Hulda Clark and Royal Rife.
Walter Clark.
Royal, R-O-Y-A, Royal Rife, R-I-F-E, and Hulda Clark. They actually cataloged the frequencies of about every disease known to man back in the 30s.
He did?
Of course.
No, I don't know about him, but that's fascinating to me.
Well, the book prior to this recent book we've been talking about is simply called Whole Health. I write about it extensively. There's a whole chapter of it in Whole Health. It's pretty remarkable work that they did.
Right.
Tapping into these specific frequencies of viruses, you know, Epstein-Barr virus, cytomegalovirus, herpetic virus, bacteria, germs, every disease known to man. You name a disease or a condition, they've actually found a frequency that it produces. So short response. It actually neutralizes it at an electromagnetic level. It's just remarkable.
Hold that thought, Doctor. We are going to be gone just a moment for station identification. We'll be right back.
Naturally, you make a strong statement about who you are with fabulous new clothing, shoes, bedding, and more from Eddie Bauer, the essential brand of quality apparel and gear with the up-and-coming and those who have already arrived. Today's generation knows that Eddie Bauer is the source for everything casual, comfortable, and with a flair for the entire family. Shop anytime, day or night, at eddiebauer.com, an affiliate of healthylife.net. And don't forget, Eddie Bauer gift certificates make the perfect statement, too. Now available at eddiebauer.com.
Water. In the hot summer sun, water is a natural thought, like relaxing at the beach with the waves lapping at your feet, or perhaps being with your significant other under a secluded, gently cascading waterfall. If you want a little more action, how about water skiing or boating on an icy, clear blue lake? With Expedia.com, everything you need for travel, flights, hotels, cruises, vacation packages, they have it all at a price you can afford. Go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Expedia.com.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
I am speaking with Dr. Mark Mincola, and we were talking about frequencies of diseases. And I would like to ask you, Doctor, how do you scientifically measure the frequencies? You were talking about how this has been done for some time. Can you
once again,
that?
Royal Rife, R-O-Y-A-L, R-I-F-E, Royal Rife, and Hulda Clark, H-U-L-D-A, Clark, Hulda Clark and Royal Rife, spent pretty much most of the decade of the 1930s cataloging and discovering and researching the specific resonance, frequency, if you will, of every disease known to man, literally. And if you just go on the internet and do a search for Royal Rife, or RIF, just Rife frequencies, R-I-F-E, Hulda Clark frequencies, you'll come up with page after page after page. It's incredible. And what the main purpose of that was to...
How do you spell Rife?
R-I-F-E. The main purpose of their work was not to just diagnostically tap into the frequencies that cancer produces, that AIDS produces, that you know, pneumonia produces, et cetera, et cetera. But to be able to actually antagonize those, they basically determine what the frequencies of all these different conditions were so that they could actually antagonize the frequencies and really therefore reverse them or heal them at a very energetic, at a frequency-based level. Their books are remarkable. And again, in my previous book, Whole Health, there's an entire chapter dedicated to this. I mentioned how the frequencies are measured. I talk about these specific frequencies that they determined existed and how they determined them and what the offsetting frequencies are. It's just remarkable.
How did they come up with the frequency? How did they test them?
Well, first of all, you have to have a frequency generator to measure frequency. Frequency generators actually are kind of like highly concentrated frequency producing agents that you can send a frequency to anything. In other words, you can send frequencies to see if something thrives or something dies. There's a lot of intensive research that went on to determine these things. But if you take a virus, you observe it under a somatoscope or a microscope, high intensity
right.
microscope. Hit it with certain frequencies, you'll observe it over time as being is being imbued, empowered, strengthened, or weakened. So you actually narrow it down to a specific avenue of frequencies that either embolden them, strengthen them, empower them, or weaken them. And that's how you determine what their natural frequency state is. In other words, they kill a lot of viruses off before they determine what makes a virus strong. You're learning in the process of trial and error the different numerical wavelengths that actually make a virus, a given virus or bacteria or condition, strong or weaker. You know, the cells of MS, for example, the cells of an MS patient, you can measure them in certain frequencies. They're going to make them stronger. Certain frequencies are going to make them weaker. In the process of actually hitting them with frequency, you're going to determine what the reaction response was to a varied, varied number of frequencies.
So you are testing through their reaction, in other words.
Exactly correct. So they've cataloged it all. We're changing some of it. In fact, we're doing some of our work through muscle testing. So we have the frequency generators that we work with, and actually muscle test what frequencies to apply, and it's just remarkable how we're getting our response.
Well, that's interesting, because I would explain that in shamanism as the body mind. Your primal mind, the first mind, is around your navel.
Exactly right.
And, you know, as I teach through shamanism, that all intelligence is really accessed through that mind. You know, through your body. When you do muscle testing, to me, it is this primal mind. Are you still
there? And part of what we've done with chakras, too, is we've actually measured, you know, different chakras through muscle testing and treated them electromagnetically as well.
Right.
And, you know, the interesting thing about that is it's unique with each patient. You know, we used to think that the frequencies are consistent with all first, second, third, fourth chakras, but they're very different and they change from time to time from patient to patient. Energy is always in a state of flux. That's really important.
Yes. And so a state of a disease can be one way one day and one way the next, isn't that?
Absolutely true. I mean, there's a relative shifting. There's a component to this that suggests that it doesn't shift too dramatically, but it does have a varied rate of frequency.
My phone is, I am afraid, going to go out here in a minute, and I'm going to have to call back in, I think, unless I can find a cord for it in the next moment. Excuse me. Gosh, this is such a fantastic conversation, because I think it is something that the ancients on all levels, whether they be in the eastern Himalayas, whether it's natives in, I've worked in Australia at great length, you know, all these different doctors, medicine men, women of high degree, work with frequency. That's exactly what they have done.
That's because everything is energy, as we said. You know, the idea that we look to be material beings, which, of course, in some capacity we are. But if you really kind of looked at it the way I explained it in the most recent book, Whole Health, I said, think of it as ice. Think of the difference as being ice cubes versus water. We're made up of ice cubes that are solid in form. And, in fact, we're made up of fluid energy like water when the ice cube melts. The idea that energy is our baseline is really a vital tidbit of information.
Well, you know, it's interesting you mention the iceberg, because I always think of people who have grown up cold with abuse, for instance. When they start to learn and make choices for themselves, they're like icebergs floating on the sea of enlightenment. And as they make healthy choices in their life, that little piece of ice that they were begins to melt.
And it blends the entire sea. That's a beautiful metaphor. I love that.
Yeah, and people will hang on to a disease as a friend because it's all they've ever known.
It becomes an attachment to a form.
Yeah. See, I'd love to talk to you about this at length. It's so wonderful what you're doing. And I still am not totally clear on how you measure someone's energetic field. You said a frequency generator. Is that actually a machine or something physical?
Well, yes. What we're doing is we're actually hitting people with frequencies and muscle testing them to see what their reaction response is. Rife didn't do that. Rife was not a muscle tester. He lived in a laboratory, and he basically would hit. In other words, let's say you have a parasite, and he'd basically hit the parasite with numerical frequencies until he decided that one frequency was actually strengthening it, and the other frequencies were weakening or killing it. He'd catalog what strengthens something, what weakens something. He just continues through trial and error, hit whatever with frequency, whatever cells, whatever kind of disease, whatever viruses, whatever mold spores, hit them with certain frequencies that either strengthen or weaken those cells. And he cataloged tirelessly what frequencies strengthened, what frequencies weakened.
Oh, my God, that is so fascinating. And it's what I do every day of my life when I'm working with people. But I do it, I don't do it scientifically, I guess you might say.
You do it metaphysically.
Metaphysically. Yes.
It's a beautiful way to go. Energy and matter are interconvertible and transferable. No one way is right.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's so wonderful. Have you ever used a pendulum in any way?
You know, I haven't, and I know it's very special, and I know that so many people that I've worked with over the years have had great, great results with it. We have some people that work in our office here who are just incredibly gifted with pendulums.
Uh-huh.
I just find that for me, it's just I have this penchant for, and I think gift for muscle testing that I just am very much.
Yeah, for me, it's much more secure somehow.
It's just because I'm comfortable with it. That's probably the only reason that I stick with it, is I'm so comfortable with it.
No, I understand. If you would hold that thought, please, and we'll be right back after station identification.
Register now for online classes with Lynn Andrews. This course, Dreaming with Your Spirit Council, is designed to help you master the art of moving within, to find the key to your dreams, the dreams and the passions that you came into this life to create. In this course, you'll discover your place of true power, learn how to access and work with your Dreaming Spirit Council through divine power and communication, recognize the role that archetypes do and don't play in understanding your dreams. For more information, log on to www.lynnandrews.com.
Here's your HealthyLife.net Green Sense tip. If you can afford to buy all organic food, focus on buying fruits and vegetables like strawberries, bell peppers, spinach, cherries, peaches, cantaloupes, celery, apples, apricots, green beans, and cucumbers, which can be heavily contaminated if they're not organic. Also, limit your use of conventional farm-raised fish, meat, poultry, eggs, and dairy products, so you can eliminate antibiotics, hormones, and pesticides. It just makes good green sense.
www.lynnandrews.com is the website you need to stay in touch and up to date with Lynn Andrews and her busy schedule. Besides all of the information about online classes with Lynn Andrews, you can find her upcoming appearances, lectures, and workshops. Also at lynnandrews.com, you'll find additional offerings, including books, meditations, Joshua Tree tapes and CDs, workbooks, and sacred healing cards at the online store. That's www.lynnandrews.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
Speaking with Dr. Mark Mercola, And we're talking about frequencies, which is fascinating to me because I have learned through shamanic work, actually my whole family are doctors, incidentally. But in shamanism, I have found that the faster you go physically, the slower you go spiritually. And, or, the slower you go physically, the faster you go spiritually. And so that's kind of what you were talking about, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, I think, you know, it all, again, just to kind of pull it all together, it all begins from the premise that you and I are part of a world, part of a cultural experiment anyway, that thinks that the world is purely material, because what you see is what appears to be what is. But what you see is you're looking at the hard material properties of our physical bodies, our physical world, our trees, our mountains, our oceans. So everything looks to be material. Everything looks to be purely material. But the thing that actually interweaves that whole process and networks all that physicality together is pure energy. Everything is energy, pure energy. So for starters, energy actually produces a frequency. So being that we are energy, everything around us is comprised of energy, everything has a frequency. And again, as we keep saying, that disease is measurable at frequency levels in every form that it exists in, every varied form. And wellness is the same thing. In other words, the idea that wellness produces a frequency. Obviously, the key is to maintain your frequency of wellness by hopefully tapping into good, wholesome, organic food and, you know, positive thinking and meditation and prayer and all the wonderful stuff that we know about rest and water and martial arts and all this great stuff and embracing the notion of love and peace. I mean, these are all influences. They influence the frequency that we operate at, the frequency of the heart, the frequency of the mind, the brain, the frequency of the thyroid gland, the frequency of our nervous system. These all respond to the surroundings of our frequency. So to surround ourselves with positive, balancing, engaging natural frequencies. And these are the really important factors of measuring life at a whole different level of existence. This is energy we're talking about. The idea that healing and wellness and disease take place at a very invisible level of frequency that we can actually take part in and influence. So I think it's really it's a whole different reference.
Yes, it is. And it's so important. It's so shamanic. It's fascinating to me. If someone came to you, maybe this is an unanswerable question, but if someone came to you with heart fibrillation, say, which there seems to be a lot of these days, how would you approach them to heal them or help them heal themselves?
Well, surprisingly, what I've learned over the years is a lot of AFib, a lot of heart inconsistencies and irregularities are really rooted in the gallbladder. So a lot of these folks that are actually eating fatty foods, a lot of these folks that are eating too many fermented foods, a lot of these folks that have mold and yeast allergies and sensitivities, blocking up their bile ducts. Too much fat, too much fermented food will block the bile duct. Whenever the bile doesn't flow properly, the heart irregularity will kick in. So one of the ways you can quickly remedy that is magnesium in the form of taurate, T-A-U-R-A-T-E, magnesium taurate. Magnesium, T-A-U-R-A-T-E, taurate.
Okay.
The nerve membrane stabilizer. Works beautifully well.
Magnesium taurate.
And about 400 milligrams a day is a good way to go. And to make sure that you cut down on your fats, cut down on your nuts and seeds. If you're having heart irregularities like that, cut down on fats and nuts and seeds.
That is interesting.
Gallbladder, you got to keep the gallbladder happy if you want to keep your heart happy.
Right. Keep your courage up.
Always.
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 Oh, God, you're wonderful.
So are you. Thank you.
How can dieters electromagnetically test themselves for metabolic food intolerances?
That's really the cornerstone of the book. The whole health diet is really, really focused on that whole concept.
You're sitting by yourself, and you want to know if something's good for you or not. What could you do all by yourself?
Well, for starters, let's employ the assistance of a loved one.
Have a loved one.
Let's start off with two people interfaced, face-to-face, standing before each other.
Okay.
Let's say I wanted to find out what foods are metabolically the most advantageous for my weight loss. I'd raise up my left arm at shoulder's height, parallel to the ground. I'd have you helping me out, Lynn, and I'd have you basically try to tug on my arm gently at my wrist. When your other hand is pointing an index finger right at my thyroid, right at my throat. So we're standing face to face, my arm is up. You're pointing with your index finger in your left hand right to my throat. We're dialoguing energetically with my thyroid, talking to my thyroid. Your thyroid's got to be kept happy or your metabolism is going to be a mess. You're pointing at my thyroid so we can dialogue with my thyroid. Then you raise up my left arm. Your right hand is basically on my wrist, my left wrist, trying to gently
tug. Your right hand is on your wrist and your left
hand. Your right hand is on my left wrist.
Okay, and you lift your left arm shoulder height?
That's exactly correct.
Okay.
Then you're going to call out foods like blueberries and then see how you can tug at my arm. My arm's straight, strong, that's a great metabolic food. You might call out something like chocolate ice cream, my arm would probably go down. You want to go through a whole myriad of different foods. And each food that you call out audibly, you tug on my wrist to see if I'm strong or weak. Your mind knows more than you think you do. And I always tell my patients, your mind and your body are not separate, they're one. There's a conscious field of energy. You talk about the idea of frequency. The mind and the body work together, they're just one field. So you have body awareness. Every time your body ever ate something, it cataloged the memory. And you have the awareness recorded in that memory as to whether a food was metabolically adequate or metabolically deficient. So you go through a whole list of foods together that you like to eat. List all the foods that you normally eat in the course of the day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner foods, and actually check them out through your muscle testing reflex. You call out the foods, tap into my thyroid, get either a positive or a strong muscle reflex. The foods that flunk, you got to stay away from the foods that pass, you got to focus on.
Let me ask you something, just for my listeners, just so that have it clear. You take your left arm firm and about shoulder height, and
correct.
You take your right hand and hold your wrist on your left arm, right?
That's right. So that's you. Your right hand is on my left wrist because we're face to face.
My right hand is on
you
yours.
You and I are face to face.
Okay.
You're testing me.
Oh, okay.
So you're taking your left pointer finger and putting it right in my thyroid because you want to make sure we include the thyroid in our dialoguing.
Okay.
Then your right hand is going to be on my left wrist trying to tug it down each time we call out a food. Blueberries, apples, strawberries, potatoes, green beans, et cetera, et cetera. Go right down an entire list of foods and tug after you audibly respond or audibly speak the words of each of these foods, blueberries, strawberries, whatever. A light tug to my arm to see if my arm is strong or weak. The weak foods you need to stay away from, regardless of what the world says about them. The world can tell you, Lynn, strawberries are great for weight loss. Maybe not for you.
That's right. Just don't eat it all, please.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh. You know, we have to end the program. And Dr. Mancola, can you tell my listeners how they can reach you?
Sure. They can just go to our website at one word, Max Healing, M-A-X, like maximum, maxhealing.com, maxhealing.com. And they can order the book on amazon.com. The book is The Whole Health Diet.
And Max Healing, is that?
One word.
One word, okay. Well, gosh, I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed this.
I always love it. It's terrific. I look forward to getting together one of these fine days very soon.
Golly, no kidding. we got to do that because time is flying by very quickly. And I thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks to you and your beautiful audience. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome, and we all thank you. And hopefully I'll have you on again, and we'll go further on this. I hope.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
www.lynnandrews.com is the website you need to stay in touch and up to date with Lynn Andrews and her busy schedule. Besides all of the information about online classes with Lynn Andrews, you can find her upcoming appearances, lectures, and workshops. Also at lynnandrews.com, you'll find additional offerings, including books, meditations, Joshua Tree tapes and CDs, workbooks, and sacred healing cards at the online store. That's www.lynnandrews.com.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Register now for online classes with Lynn Andrews. This course, Dreaming with Your Spirit Council, is designed to help you master the art of moving within, to find the key to your dreams and the passions that you came into this life to create. In this course, you'll discover your place of true power, learn how to access and work with your Dreaming Spirit Council through divine power and communication, recognize the role that archetypes do and don't play in understanding your dreams. For more information, log on to www.lynnandrews.com.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
I have been speaking with Dr. Mark Mincola, who is an extraordinary healer to me. He is a doctor and a scientist, but he is also a shaman, I would say. Shamans have been working with frequencies of the human body, of all aspects of living things throughout history. We have never put a scientific name to that, except I will call it an electromagnetic field. For instance, we have just discovered, it seems, that the heart also gives off an electromagnetic field that is actually stronger than that same field from the brain. Excuse me. And as a result of that, we have learned, as shamans have known for centuries, but science is learning that actually the heart has a mind of its own, and it gives information to the mind, and it travels back and forth with that information or frequencies, if you will. So to me, this is the most fascinating subject, because I often say to people, you know, if there's a war in the world, which there are so many right now, and it's so tragic, there is also a war inside of you. And that war inside of you is something you need to look at, because people want to point a finger. We want to say that person over there is responsible for my agony. Those people in the Middle East have nothing to do with me. Their war, let them fight. And, you know, I don't want to talk about it because it makes me sad or angry. And I will say to them, but if there's a war there, there's a war inside of you, as I said before. And it's an important thing to realize that each and every one of us is part of the relative world that we live in, and we are responsible for our reality. If you really and truly understand that, you will learn how to live in a state of health, well-being, joy, and love. That is what this show is about, learning to live in a way that is healthy, learning to find out what is not good for you. Dr. Minkola works with muscle testing so that you can, with a loved one, with a friend, test whether a food is good for you or not. That is realizing your body mind realizes that there is a frequency in that food that is not appropriate for you at this time. And it tells you that. What an exciting thing that is when you really understand it. You know, people have doused, for instance, for water, for gold, for all kinds of things around the world. We were in England and Ireland not long ago, and we were dousing the crop circle. We were dousing the crop circles, and they, you know, our dousing rods would react in certain ways. And if you learn to use a dousing rod, you begin to see that there are things hidden in your mind, in your body mind, and in your heart that maybe you don't consciously, maybe you're not consciously aware of. And when you muscle test, when you have faith, and that's the big word, I think, faith, that you are an exquisite human being and all possibilities are there for you. Your body creates an exquisite, radiant reality. And it is your lesson in this lifetime to learn how to get there. To learn what is good for you to eat, to learn what is good for you to think. And what you are thinking about creates your body. So this is a relative world, and it is a beautiful, beautiful gift. So I am so grateful for you listening, for you being on this program with us. And please read Dr. Minkola's book. It will give you a new start in your life and in your health. And I will speak with you soon. And you are magnificent people. Don't ever forget that. And remember to explore your dreams and embrace that distant shore. Namaste to all of you. Until next time.
www.lynnandrews.com is the website you need to stay in touch and up to date with Lynn Andrews and her busy schedule. Besides all of the information about online classes with Lynn Andrews, you can find her upcoming appearances, lectures, and workshops. Also at lynnandrews.com, you'll find additional offerings, including books, meditations, Joshua Tree tapes and CDs, workbooks, and sacred healing cards at the online store. That's www.lynnandrews.com.
When you're looking for bedding, department store prices can shock you. Well, be shocked no more. Sell steak cheap, not cheap steak. That's the motto of Anna's Linens. Although they don't sell steak, they do sell the best bedding, bath, and home decor items. They strive to provide their merchandise at extreme value to their customers, and they do it. Great everyday prices on everything and military discounts. Plus, if you visit them online, they have clearance items and internet specials. Visit them online now at HealthyLife.net's advertiser page.
Register now for online classes with Lynn Andrews. This course, Dreaming with Your Spirit Council, is designed to help you master the art of moving within, to find the key to your dreams and the passions that you came into this life to create. In this course, you'll discover your place of true power, learn how to access and work with your dreaming spirit council through divine power and communication, recognize the role that archetypes do and don't play in understanding your dreams. For more information, log on to www.lynnandrews.com.
A healthy life needs no twists. HealthyLife.net is best enjoyed straight up.